KNX News Time, 5:13.
The crews have resumed the search this morning for the one person still reported missing after the flash floods that swept through Arkansas's campsite over the weekend. At least 19 people are dead, 6 are children. And joining us live from Hot Springs, Arkansas, Associated Press correspondent Tony Winton. Tony, they start again looking. It's just a horrible situation, and I understand the conditions under which they're having to conduct these searches are just pretty dreadful.
It is. It's very rugged terrain of steep mountains, dense brush, vegetation, and of course now you have twisted debris everywhere from these flash floods that struck on Friday night. They're using bulldozers, all-terrain vehicles, and there are searchers even going in on horseback.
Are they absolutely convinced that there is a person missing? I mean, you know, what are the grounds on which they're going?
Well, this is a number that's been changing frequently during the weekend. As communications have gotten a little bit better there and they've ruled out that so many people were simply not in that one spot that flooded, they are pretty confident that there is one person missing.
Of course, there are a lot of questions being asked. What do we know about whether, in fact, these people actually had any kind of warning? You know, what really happened on that campgrounds that had all of them there under such a terrible situation that was about to unfold?
Well, there's this particular area is a known flash flooding hotspot. The U.S. Geological Survey has sent a team of hydrologists out there to exactly map out why the waters rose so fast, 8 feet an hour, we're told. There was a warning issued by the National Weather Service, but in the middle of the night, with communication so poor there, it's unlikely anyone got it.
Yeah, because it was around 2 o'clock in the morning this all happened.
Indeed, and you know, the goal of the hydrologist anyway is to figure out if there's a way to give a greater advance warning, and perhaps there's been talk about putting in sirens that could go off because the terrain is such that a rainfall can cause a sudden swelling of the river.
Tony Winton there, reporting in from Hot Springs, Arkansas, where the search continues this morning for one person still missing.
KNX News Time 5:15. Traffic, weather, and money together on the 5s with futures pointing to a higher stock market.